Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV? And we're presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. It's Fish, Cake, CB, and JP. That's the foursome. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, as he does every Wednesday, it's Mike Rizzo, President of Baseball Operations, GM of the Washington Nationals, as we go in the clubhouse, Mike Rizzo, presented by Burke and Herbert Bank, Unexpectedly Different. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Did you have fun Hello, Mike. Couple days?
Man, what a week.
It was a great week. I'm a little hoarse right now from screaming at that home run derby, but it was an awesome event. D.C. should be proud. The Lerner family should be proud. It was a wonderful spectacle that we put on here in Washington, D.C.
Right. So, like, what was kind of – walk us through your role. Like, you're the host GM here, hosting this whole thing. What kind of responsibilities did you feel like you had?
Just no official responsibilities, just doing a lot of, socializing and, handshakes and that type of thing. Just showing my appreciation to the different groups and that type of thing. Of course, it's a big booster time, season ticket plan holders and that type of thing. And
right.
We have to show our how much they mean to us. And so it's a really good social event. And, you're busy doing that. But, it's a labor of love because D.C.'s been special to me, and it really shined this week. We dedicated a bunch of fields for kids. The Harper dedication out in Herndon was great, and then you tack on that beautiful home run derby and a great game, and the hot summer weather, and the weather cooperated enough for us. A little bit of rain there, but it didn't put a damper on the game at all.
Mike, I thought a really cool moment in the home run derby, obviously aside from Bryce winning it in front of the home fans, was just how excited Doolittle and Scherzer were for him to win it. You saw pictures of them on the field. You saw them running the trophy over to him. I'm sure that wasn't the plan. I'm sure, like, T-Mobile, somebody wanted to present him with the trophy, but Max and Doolittle took care of that. I thought it was cool that the teammates really participated in Bryce's moment as well.
It really was. They were all fired up about it, and you saw Davey was fired up. They were all there, and they don't have to be there. They're not obligated to be there. They wanted to be there for Harp and for the DC fans. And what a wonderful ending to a great competitive home run derby.
Something that struck me, Mike. Bryce obviously said in spring training he was not going to talk about the contract at all. He told the media that. He says, I'm not going to talk about it. Whatever happens, happens, but we'll decide that at the end of the season. But he did this week, and I get it. I mean, he was asked a billion questions, but he did talk about it, which kind of surprised me.
Yeah, I think that, at this venue, when there's so many national media and there's so many local media, and it's the topic of the day, so... I think he felt that he was obligated to the fan base to at least address it when asked. So I thought he asked it honestly and from his heart. And I thought he handled the situation very well through the season and including this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think he's handled it well, and I think for what it's worth, I mean, you know him, so you know what kind of person he is, but the fans don't. I thought he opened himself up a little bit, and we thought it came off really, really well.
He looked happy.
He looked happy. He had a blast. Obviously, doing so well in the Derby helps him. Is that the kind of thing? I mean, obviously, Bryce knows how to play baseball. But a lot of this is confidence, I feel like. And when you have a nice weekend like that or a couple days like that, can that carry over into the regular season at all?
Well, I think that, the energy level and the exuberance that he showed in the Derby, then you couple that with two real days off for him and the rest of our All-Stars. I think that I think guys will be energized and their batteries will be, you know, re-energized, and I think it'll have a positive impact for you know, not only Hart but for the whole team.
And you're in the middle. This is a huge series you got coming up. I mean, this is massive, right? I mean, you could really turn the tables on this thing or go the other way.
Yes, you know, the big, you know, we put ourselves in a position that every game we play is big. But to play the division rivals that are directly ahead of you, we've got a bunch of games with both Philly and Atlanta, and you know, we're looking forward to that. So I think that you know, whenever you could you know, take matters into your own hands and whittle off games by playing the teams directly in front of you are very, very important games. And but like I said, we put ourselves in a position that every game we play is important, no matter who we're playing. And I often say it's not who you play, it's when you play them, who's hot when you play them. And you know, we need to get hot and go on a little run here and beat the teams that are in the standings ahead of us. And we got an opportunity this weekend.
Joined by Mike Rizzo, President of Baseball Operations, GM of the Washington Nationals, as we go in the clubhouse. All right, so let's talk about Strasburg. Strasburg is going to be back, coming off the DL on Friday. How did he look in his rehab appearances, and what should we expect?
He was pain-free, and the ball came out of his hand well. His velocity was where it was supposed to be, and so his stuff was there. So, you know, healthy Strasburg is all I'm looking for, because when he's healthy, he's as good as anybody, and can't wait to get him back on the team and get in the rotation. I think that'll be a huge kickstart for us, because our rotation has been scuffling without him. And I think that he'll be a huge asset to us going down the stretch. And all we ask for him to be is Steven Strasburg, and that's plenty good for anybody.
All right, so let's get to Ryan Zimmerman. A couple things. The story of Ryan Zimmerman, at least from some media sources, has changed as to what he was doing in spring training, and maybe you can address that. Mm-hmm. And then some talk about, well, maybe he had this injury and the Nationals weren't talking about it. Can you kind of fill us in and then tell us what to expect in terms of Ryan's role in the lineup? Because Matt Adams has been so good. Mark Reynolds has contributed. It's almost like, where's he going to get his at-bats?
Well, he's going to get his at-bats at first base because he's an impact player and a guy who's carried us for months at a time when he was healthy in the past. So you know, he'll play first base for us. It'll give us an opportunity to get Adams in there against some right-handed starters and come off the bench against right-handed relievers, and you know, have a bench of a Reynolds and Adams and Zimmerman all available to hit the long ball for us is an extremely valuable asset for us to have down the stretch. And as far as the injuries go, you know, Zim says his injury is the oblique. I believe Zim, and he's never backed off from that since spring training. What I will say is that the reason that Zim took most of his at bats on the minor league side and on the major league side is not because that he had an injury that we were not disclosing. We chose to do spring training for Zim in that way because we wanted to control the atmosphere of the way he was participating in spring training. We wanted to get his at-bats to allow him to move around and run as he felt comfortable doing, so he wouldn't injure any part of his body during spring training. So that was what that was all about in spring training. So I hope that clears it up. I don't know where the story came from, but when Zim tells me that he feels good, I believe him.
So it wasn't the start of a trend, because it was almost portrayed that, hey, we're going to try this and maybe other guys down the road will do this. So if guys are completely healthy, let's say, and there's no injury mm-hmm. situation, they would be taking the major league spring training at-bats and not doing what Ryan Zimmerman did this past spring training.
The only reason we would put someone in this similar situation as him is if we felt that we wanted to control the entire atmosphere of the game, meaning the explosion out of the box, you know, the running aspect of it, and that type of thing. And that was the reason we did it for Zim. But, you know, players that are healthy, major league players that are healthy, will get their at-bats at the major league side, unless there's a reason for us to have some consideration to control every aspect of the game by putting them in the minor league side. Because, you know, you guys know, in the minor league side, you know, Zim or anybody else, they can lead off every inning if they want. They could, you know, if the ball goes in the gap They could pull up at first base if they want, and we control the entire aspect of the game. So that's the reason that you put guys in on the minor league side and not in the big league side.
With all the glad handing that you did over the last few days, Mike, how much of that time did you still sneak in to work the phones, or maybe some guys were in town? We're talking potential trade here as the deadline approaches.
Yeah, we're doing our work, and that never fails, and that's part of the business and part of the calendar at this time of the year. We're doing our due diligence and seeing what we need and what we're trying to do and what our plan is going for. So that's never changed. No matter where the game is, we're always active and doing our work.
If we had to bet on Mike Rizzo pulling off a major move as the deadline approaches, would we be good to put our money on it or bet against it?
Well, you guys should know by now that if you think I'm zigging, then you know I'm zagging. So that would be a difficult bet to make because there's many, many different directions that we could go in,
one of them.
Standing pat's one, adding is one, subtracting is one, add and subtract. We've done all of them in the past. We've done some of them at multiple occasions in the season, and this season is no different than anywhere else. We're going to address our needs for 2018 and beyond, and try and put the best, strongest 25-man roster on the field for the remainder of the season.
It's a little bit more difficult to chase two teams than one, obviously. You guys feel like you can win this division. And if Machado goes to the Dodgers, I'm sure you're much happier than if he went to the Phillies. But do you feel five and a half is not an uncomfortable number, not with 60-plus games left. I mean, it's certainly doable. Do you feel a run coming? Do you feel like a 10 out of 12, 8 out of 11, 9 out of 13? Do you feel that type of a run coming?
Well, my philosophy, it hasn't changed. And you've heard me say this a million times. That guy in the middle of the mound dictates what run you're going to go on. And if you have a chance, if you put a guy in the mound that gives you a chance to win every day, then you have a chance to rattle off a bunch of games in a row. I think with Strauss coming back and Hellickson back and pitching well, and Gio having a positive outing the other day, and hopefully Rourke getting on track, it gives us the opportunity to put a guy on the mound every fifth day that gives us a chance to win. And that's how you rattle off numbers and wins in a row and that type of thing. But the most important game is Friday because that's our next game. And after Friday, the next game after that will be the most important game. You can't get too far ahead of yourself, no matter where you're at in the standings. And you have to win today's game. And when you win today's game and you focus on that pitch, that inning, that game, and then worry about the next game tomorrow, I think that's the way to put together a string of things. And the good thing is we play those two teams quite a few more times this season. So the onus will be with ourselves. We kind of control our own destiny if we play well. I really feel good about the post All-Star game portion of the season, as I do every year. We have to finish strong, but that's not sugarcoat. We got to play better baseball than we've been playing. We have not been playing baseball that's good enough to win the National League East Championship, and we've got to play better baseball. And hopefully, as guys get their at bats, like Murph and Eaton, and when Zim gets back, we can get a little synergy in the lineup and get a little rhythm in the lineup and have our starters go deep in the games like they did April and May and go on a 20-7 run like we did in May. So that's kind of what we're looking at.
Mike, it's time for the Burke and Herbert Bank fan question of the week. Did A-Rod's comments about Bryce Harper and his reputation within the game make your blood boil? That's from Adam in Clarendon.
I really don't listen to what these prognosticators say about Harper or anybody else on my team. I like our guys. The guys that I have on this team that we put on this team are here for a reason because I have to live with the guys for 7 months. So there'll be nobody with bad reputations and bad makeups in our clubhouse because they don't last too long because I don't want them around. I don't listen to what these guys say. I didn't take what A-Rod said with any disdain, because it, his opinion, never being around the team and not knowing Bryce Harper, has no weight on how I feel.
Hey, what'd you think of Blake Treinen making the All-Star team and Wilson Ramos, a couple of ex-Nats?
Love those. Blake Treinen is one of my favorite players, one of the nicest men I've ever been around. I couldn't be happier for all those guys. Vasquez, who was Felipe Rivera when we had him, and Wilson. It was good to see all of those guys. It's nice to see them have success, and I root for all of them unless they're playing us. But all good bunch of guys. Again, we don't bring in bad guys, and when they leave us, they usually succeed and are good players and good citizens elsewhere.
What? By the way, you have an update on Aaron Barrett? You know, he came back finally, right? I remember he got like a standing ovation when he made his first pitch back. He's been out for a couple of years. You know, how's he doing?
Yeah, the Bears playing in our New York 10 League affiliate, just trying to get his feet wet and build arm strength. He's healthy right now and just trying to go through his paces. You know, it was a horrific injury that he had after he rehabbed from the Tommy John when he broke his elbow, and it's very, very baby steps getting him back to pitch at an elite level. So, hats off to him. He's one of the toughest guys you'll ever see, and looking forward to him continuing his progress and moving up that ladder till hopefully one day we see him here in D.C. again. Be a great day.
Talking to Mike Rizzo, president of baseball ops, GM of the Washington Nationals. You know, a couple years ago, I remember talking to you about Tim Tebow, and you weren't high on his chances of being a prospect, and I'm sure you're probably still not high on him being a prospect, but he did make the minor league all-star team double-A level. Now, he was only hitting 270 with five home runs, but a couple of us here are saying that's pretty damn successful. Are you surprised that he succeeded to that extent?
No question. It's so proud that this guy has the fortitude to grind it out at the minor league level with all he's accomplished in his life. So I'm a huge Tebow fan. I've never seen him play baseball in my life, and I don't know if he's a prospect or not. But as far as what he brings to a ball club and a stadium, and just watching him from afar, with his leadership skills at University of Florida, you're talking about one of the really great college football players of all time, and a guy who put his reputation on the line and could have been very, very much so embarrassed and wasn't afraid of all the people snickering behind his back and giving it a go. So you can't I can't say anything bad about the man who puts it out there and risks, a lot of stuff when he doesn't have to and could live comfortably without it. So hats off to Tim Tebow. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, and he's dating Miss Universe, too.
Yeah, solid. Very solid.
Could have a worse life.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. See you next week.
Yep.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
That's Mike Rizzo, R-I-Z-Z-O.
Yes, it is. That's Nationals, how you spell his name.
48-48. I think it's their worst start since 2011, or the worst record at the All-Star break. They consistently are contenders.
They're usually,
and they're still just 5.5 back, so we're hoping that they get it going.
Yeah, I mean, they're usually 5.5 ahead at this point.
Because if they do get it going, might turn into the Caps.
R-I-Z-Z-O. I'm shoving all my chips on Strauss coming back and pitching great.
That'll be great
off the DL.
That'll be big.
Could be a big weekend.
And that could get you going.
You get a Strauss silly followed by Gio.
Gio's pitched a little better the last few starts, right? Because he had that stretch there was kind of bad.
Last two's
been decent.
He had, because the two previous were bad. He had 10 combined walks, and then the last two have been pretty strong.
Yeah.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Coming up next, let's switch gears. Let's open up the entertainment page here on The Junkie.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Hey, Bick, can I give a shout out to a buddy of mine?
Sure.
You always give shout outs. You're the king of shout outs.
Not like you.
Barry Goldschmidt.
Okay.
Friend of mine. Barry Goldschmidt, my boy. And he just had surgery, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. He had a little issue and he took care of it. Now he's healthy and he's back at work. So I just want to say, glad you're healthy, Barry, and I'm glad you're back to work.
How do you know Barry? What does he do for a living?
Runs like a office. He's like a lawyer.
He runs an office.
I think he's a lawyer or something.
It's very nebulous. Yeah, he runs an office.
It's hard to describe people have real jobs.
Yeah. Honestly, that is true.
People ask me about my brother all the time.
Honestly, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to answer it. I have no idea what he does.
That's fine.
But I like him.
Yeah.
People ask me about my brother.
Yeah.
Like, I really should know my brother's profession. And I've asked my brother. I kind of know what he does, but it's so confusing that I had to ask him for his business card so I could actually answer it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because I usually go, he's kind of a Wall Street hedge fund guy.
Right.
But now when they say, you know, I'll run into people who know my brother. I'm like, hey, how's your brother doing? Where's he living now? What does he do? And I go, European equities.
Yes.
Don't know what it means.
This is what you.
That's what it says
your answer. Anytime anybody asks about your brother, what he does, just say he makes cash.
Yes. He does.
He stacks chips.
Yeah. Chip after chip after chip.
Yes.
That's what he does.
Although I think he had to dip into a lot of his chips to become partner. Became partner, but they ask you to dip into your chips.
When you become partner, it means just more chips
down the road.
You would think.
Yeah. Well, I would know. Well, I pretty much think.
By the way,
know.
Cakes asked me about ICPT.
I did. Because I love getting into other people's finances.
You do.
That was the stock that you bought at what?
Like, I bought it at 100.
Right.
And it went down to 55, and you chuckled every time I told
now
you
now it's rebounding. It must be rebounding. It must be have a glorious story.
It's actually kind of shocking.
I'm going to tell you right now. It's at $96.
Wow.
Right now.
Oh, another buttcoin has gone up $1,000 in the past week.
Is it?
Sell. I think it went up $600 in like an hour yesterday.
I haven't seen. Yeah. All right. So it's at $74.26. Yeah. That's about where it's been.
It's showing some, it was dipping like in the low 6,000s like a week ago.
All right, good. Well, it's got a long way to go.
I'm getting rid of that buttcoin within the next week.
Don't buy.
Yes.
Don't buy.
I'm thinking buying more, Jim.
No.
What do you think about buying more, Jim?
Buy.
I'm going to buy something that Warren Buffett's buying, not buttcoin.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually sound advice.
Yeah.
All aboard. Yeah. Now, if it was called Buffett coin, it'd be worth about $100,000.
Well, there is Buffett coin. It's called Berkshire Hathaway.
And I don't have any of that.
Get in the mix.
I don't have any of that.
All right, boys. Let me see. Where to begin? Actually, quite a few stories out there. I know you guys aren't really fans of Destiny's Child, but it's big news. Their former singer, Destiny's Child, of course, was Michelle Williams, Kelly Rowland, and Beyonce.
Hot.
Michelle Williams has revealed she's now happy and healthy after recently seeking medical help for mental health issues.
Ooh.
She's going public.
Oh, I thought the big news is like that Beyonce was rejoining the band.
No.
But why
no.
would she do that? Why would she chop up the pie three ways or four ways?
She says, for years, I dedicated myself to helping increase awareness of mental health, empowering people to realize when it's time to seek help. I recently listened to the same advice I've given to thousands around the world, sought help from a great team of healthcare professionals. I think she even acknowledges at one point she was suicidal during the peak of her fame.
Wow.
She'd been suffering from depression until she was in her 30s. Even experienced symptoms since she was a teenager. So going
public
with
that. It's
positive
that more of these, you know, athletes and celebrities are going public. Like in the NBA, it was Kevin Love and DeMar DeRozan talking about their issues.
Right.
Are we sure DeRozan isn't just depressed because he got swept out by LeBron and company?
Well, that happens all the time.
I know.
Could be.
Where would you rather live, Toronto or San Antonio?
I heard Toronto's pretty amazing.
Neither? Toronto's awesome. Less tax implications, right?
I'd live in San Antonio.
You're in Canada.
No state income tax.
Are there more tax implications there?
I think in Toronto,
I would say
more,
if you want a more metropolitan and diverse cultured city, you would go Toronto.
Yeah, but I don't
if
want
you
that.
Be hot,
you know what I want?
San Antonio.
I want less taxes, and I want an overrated river walk. Okay, because I've been on it, and it's every chain restaurant known to man, every tourist trap you've ever seen.
But you want that.
I want that because no state
who's
income
the,
tax.
Who do we have on the show lives there all the time?
Antonio Daniels.
Antonio Daniels. He loves San Antonio.
You know what he loves? 100-degree summer days.
Well, didn't he build
he loves
like some
San Antonio.
Silly home there,
well,
too?
We had one here yesterday.
Well, it's scorching. You think it's hot here? Go to San Antonio
it's
in the summer.
It's going
to
be money today,
yeah.
though.
He loves San Antonio, but he works for Memphis and OKC.
I don't know how he does it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dan Rovell said this morning that
DeRozan will save $1.9 million next year.
In taxes.
In taxes. Yeah.
But he doesn't care.
Why is he bitter?
He's definitely, what I understand, both guys unhappy. Kawhi's unhappy. DeRozan's unhappy.
I've seen DeRozan. He loves the city of Toronto, and he loves like what he's built there. I don't know if he has a foundation there. He's really involved in the community. And
right.
Plus, he's the number one guy. Let's be honest. Kyle Lowry is inferior to DeMar DeRozan.
Well, of course you would love to.
Yeah. Now he's going to San Antonio. I don't know.
You know what?
He's about equal with LaMarcus
Aldridge. If you grew up in Compton, you'd be butt-sized to be in Toronto, too. It doesn't mean Toronto's that silly. It just means it's way nicer than Compton.
Well, you were talking about my brother before. He's in Toronto probably once a month. I hear it's a very, very nice city.
Okay.
By the way, speaking of nice cities.
I'm sure it is.
We were recently just very close to there. Jason and I went there. I did pick my vacation spot.
Oh,
I found a locale for the December vacation.
This is worthy.
Yeah.
I mean, are you doing
really.
Baldhead Island?
What?
You doing Baldhead Island?
No, no, no. Because I'm going in Christmas.
You're going to the Caribbean.
Christmas time.
Is it the Caribbean?
No, no. Going to Silly. Going to hang out with Tiger. Jupiter, Florida.
Oh, nice. I like
where are you going to stay?
I'm renting a house. I'm renting a Silly house.
Hey, the last time you went to Florida, you got deathly ill. You better be careful.
I might not go to Tiger's restaurant.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
I guarantee you'll see him.
I don't know.
Shark will be there.
Does Shark live there in Jupiter?
Yeah, he lives in Jupiter.
Maybe we could set up, we could meet for beers.
A meetup. He would definitely do it.
Yeah.
Only if he does it shirtless.
Yeah.
I'll fly down there just for the day if you are hanging out with a shark.
Shark, right? Yeah. How cool would that be? But yeah, I locked that up.
So what will you do there? Is that close to, I have no idea. Is Jupiter close to Orlando?
It's
close
to
Disney?
West Palm Beach.
It's West Palm. It's like 20 minutes.
You gotta take the kids to Disney?
No.
I just want to see him be angry about Disney.
My daughter, my middle daughter, had a volleyball tournament in Orlando. Bung Beach.
Oh, they already did Disney.
The girls did Disney.
Okay, because I would imagine Megan is like 15,
yeah,
14,
still
15.
Likes it.
Still probably likes it, but
Kate really likes
definitely
it. She's
would
nine.
Want to go to Disney.
She just went to Disney.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Been there, done that. This is an EB vacation.
Staying away from SeaWorld.
This is a daddy vacation.
Yeah, staying like away it. From SeaWorld, staying away from Universal.
By the way, speaking of warm cities and tourist destinations, what happened to us hyping up Arizona? I'm so ready to hype up Scottsdale,
you know what? That was,
Sedona.
That was too good to be true.
Phoenix, Flagstaff. I mean, all
you
the
know,
spots.
People don't understand. We
the
got
Grand
an email.
Canyon.
Yeah.
We got
Let
an
people
email
know about
that
this.
Basically we were going to have to basically do a 30-second spot, and it was going to pay an outrageous amount of money.
Yes.
And we were going to be the biggest pimps for Arizona.
It was like equivalent to four Junkies appearances.
Yeah.
Five.
Four. Why do people tease us like that? Why do people tease us?
I don't know.
I hate it. I hate that.
I
was counting my money.
Literally, we're going to have to – maybe it was a 60-second spot.
That.
We're going to have to cut one 60-second spot.
I'm so ready.
I would have cut that 60-second spot every day for a year for that.
I would have cut I would have cut
60-second
spot from a sweat lodge in Arizona.
Yes.
To get the paycheck.
Yeah.
It's a dry heat.
I was talking about
it's super dry.
Talking about how Kevin Sumlin's my hero.
Didn't happen.
I mean, I just was counting my money.
Just counting.
And then we
gone.
Get nothing.
By the way,
I botched my buddy's last name. It's not Goldschmidt, it's Goldsmith.
Pretty good buddy.
Pretty good buddy of yours.
No, we're real tight.
Yeah, apparently so.
Barry. Sorry, buddy.
Barry, the office guy.
The office guy. He runs an office.
You don't know his name? You don't know what he does, but he's a good friend of yours. What the hell's going on? What do you got? A friend who said, can you give me a shout out?
We are really tight.
Text you said you
just
my name?
Pull back the curtain.
He's an office guy
right.
Or a lawyer or something, I believe is what you said.
What shady
Here's
thing
what
you
guessing.
Got going on?
No.
You got a friend that said, hey, can you give a shout out to my buddy who's going through some cancer or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what you did.
Yes.
You said he was a buddy of yours.
Right.
But he's a buddy.
Actually, never met him.
He's a buddy by proxy.
It's actually Barry Goldwater.
Barry. His name's Barry.
Right. All right, well, you got it in.
All right.
Jason's probably going to Kinlock this weekend.
God, I hope.
Fixer Upper Stars, Chip and Joanna, do you believe this story? They're saying the marriage is falling apart. They recently had their fifth child.
Shocker.
They're saying it's the absolute last thing that they needed. Their business empire is massive. There are allegations that the construction work that they do is substandard. They say this fifth child was putting an insurmountable strain on the pair's relationship.
Of course.
They've been married 15 years. They seem to have the perfect marriage when you see them
three
on TV,
of us here
but it's
have,
never perfect.
Three of us here have three kids, all right? That's a lot to juggle when you have activities and things like that. We all talk about that.
Yeah.
One of Rom's buddies came to the appearance the other day, and he's been over to my house. Nice guy.
Yep.
He has six kids. I can't imagine. Can you imagine doubling your kids right now?
I can't imagine.
And how much stuff you'd have going on.
I can't imagine Rom having a buddy.
I think a lot. True. Of, I think at that point, around. Some of the kids just you honestly
they take care of each other.
Well, you just can't give them that great of a life. You just ignore them a little
yeah,
bit.
Six like
you
is a lot.
Like my kid, my three kids, I can honestly say do everything that we can to support all the adventures that they want to do.
Of course.
To the extent that it's reasonable, whatever. We try to go out of our way to give them opportunity to do these. Mm-hmm. You have six kids, you're just going to ignore a couple of them. They're not going to get all, they can't all get your attention.
I just can't relate. Like,
yeah. You just can't, you don't have time.
I mean, three, you're running around here, there, everywhere, yeah. Which is three. And mine are spread out by age, so it's actually a little easier.
I was driving all the way out to Virginia, sitting in traffic just so my daughter could do an extra practice. I was sitting in traffic forever.
Right.
It was a nightmare.
And imagine if you do that with a regular job. We're off at 10. We can actually do a lot of those things.
Yeah, imagine Barry Goldwater at his
you know why I missed?
His office lawyer job.
I missed that the guy. All-Star
that's,
game.
That's so funny.
Because I was sitting in traffic coming home from a volleyball practice out God knows where in Virginia, and my other daughter was at a dive practice, and we didn't sit down to dinner until 8 o'clock.
Keep driving.
We did have a silly dinner at Matchbox, though. A late
Matchbox.
Hold on, which Matchbox?
The one in Rockville.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Because one Loudon's my spot.
Thank you, Harvey.
Yeah.
Harvey Metro.
And Jay's.
Yeah.
And Jay Gruden.
Harvey definitely.
I guarantee
it.
If I go to Matchbox this weekend, I'll see Jay Gruden.
Had the silly salmon.
Hey, what's up, Jason? How's your buddy Barry doing?
Barry Foster. Yeah, Barry Foster.
Did you ever have the crab avocado dip? There you go. You're not an avocado guy.
I vomit when I smell, see, or taste avocado.
Salmon doesn't fill me up. I had salmon on Sunday. We go out to this place in Bowie, Old Town Bowie, Bel Air Drive, this spot, Anthony's. And I had salmon, and I was still hungry, and then I ordered a slice pizza after.
Well, sounds like a perfect plan.
If you go to a place called Anthony's, you've got to have a good slice.
I don't know.
I was trying to be healthy, though. That was the whole thing. I was trying to eat healthy. Salmon, some broccoli.
Yeah, but you smelled the pizza. You couldn't help yourself.
Yeah, you could order a slice there.
Sure.
I don't know what's going on with Iggy Azalea. She's now twerking again
on her
Instagram.
Love her.
It's hot. You have to see it, Jason.
What is she doing?
There's movement when you watch it.
She's wearing see-through stockings.
Yeah. You can see her cheeks.
Right. Yeah. Why is she so hot?
Why is she so thirsty right now? Like, what's going
thirsty.
On?
You're too old to use that term.
Why is
that.
She so thirsty, Valdez?
I don't know.
Use thirsty as much as you want.
Thank you.
I want to see Jason watch the video.
I don't even know how to find it.
Valdez is such a pervert. He came in here. So America's Got Talent has got this husband and wife trapeze team or whatever. Right? They do goofy stuff on a trapeze. Yeah. The one guy happens to be like nearly blind. He's got some progressive eye disease. And his wife is rolling around, jumping and everything on the trapeze.
And then he catches her.
Yeah. Well, except he dropped her. Okay. Mm-hmm. He dropped her when, she's okay. They have mats down. I mean, she could have broken her neck easy, but she's okay. But Valdez says, you got to watch this. You could damn near hook it. Watch it.
Yeah. It's very creepy.
Yeah. I mean, the girl about plunges to her death, and he's thinking about his dong.
Oh, I'm talking about the Iggy.
Yeah, you said the trapeze.
No, I handed that to you.
Iggy.
And I was talking about Iggy. You just don't listen, Rick.
No, you said, did you see the video?
He's talking
about
Iggy.
I'm talking about the Iggy video.
Right after as you handed me the wife trapeze
But it was right after he said the Iggy thing. Now, I was tracking with you, thought that he also was hooking it for this, too, but he clearly said that right after
Iggy
Azalea. Well,
the girl is very scantily clad in the trapeze thing. I kind of understood where it was coming from.
So maybe that's where your head was at.
Yeah, maybe.
By the way, Valdez got us to bet on a British Open tournament matchup.
Yes, he did. A prop bet. Prop bet.
A guy named Oliver Wilson is matched up against
a guy
who's a barista. Who's a 19-year-old barista.
That's the guy who actually our guest yesterday said was a dark horse because he shot a 59.
Not that guy.
That's Brandon Stone.
Who's your guy? The barista.
I don't even know the guy's name.
You're saying bet against the barista.
I'm not betting against
a 19-year-old kid that qualifies for the British.
He got me to put a 200. You know how much cakes put on it?
No.
400.
I put 400 to win back the amount that I lost at MGM National Harbor on my last
visit. So you're betting on Oliver.
Sounds like Jay from Oldie is back in the mix.
Jay from Oldie liked the side of that prop bet.
Biggest lock ever. Euro Tour vet is going to spank some guy making macchiatos.
If this doesn't hit, I'm holding you personally responsible. Just know that.
So what do you do?
No, I just hold him responsible. I still have to pay.
You punch him in the face?
I'm just going to carry that around for probably months, if not years.
So keep an eye on that matchup. Oliver
I will.
Against Sam.
By the way, Drabby, I know we got to go to break. You know, this video came out with Adrian Peterson working out with Trent Williams. Well, are we supposed to make anything of this story?
What is that connection?
Well, Adrian Peterson was also at Dulles Airport.
Well, they're both Oklahoma guys.
Did anything ever come of that? An alleged
It was fake news.
It was fake news.
So he was not at Dulles Airport?
No, he was, but...
It's just working out with Trent?
No, he was signing autographs at
We've
the Expo
We've done these
Center.
Stories for the last 20 years. Yeah,
who's the tight end that we saw at the Palm?
Chewy. Mark Chimura.
Yeah.
He's going to come to the
didn't.
Redskins.
Somebody did.
Remember, Michael Vick was like at like
okay,
Chicken
but it
Out
was
or
true
something.
Story. No, here's the thing. There's a reason why we didn't talk about it. But it was a true story. He was at Dulles, but he told someone allegedly that he was there to talk to the Redskins. He was actually there for an autograph session.
He was getting paid by somebody.
Yeah. I think he was just building hype, trying to get... Hoping that someone would talk about
and
it.
And then we said, off air, well, it doesn't make any sense. Redskins don't need
It didn't
Peterson.
Make any sense.
Yeah. No.
But he was alluding to the fact that he had a meeting with the Redskins, but he was just signing autographs.
Right.
All right, got to go to break. We're the Junkies. Coming right back. I think you got to love our listeners. Yesterday, Jason came up with the top five list for cakes as to things that cakes actually hate.
Yeah.
LeVar Ball was on it. He might not be on it any longer. But we threw it out there that maybe somebody should have a rival account to EB Hates.
Mm-hmm.
And so now on Twitter, sure enough, there's Cakes_Hates. And he's slowly but surely adding some things that we didn't think about.
Yeah.
He just added drivers over the age of 70.
Well, it's been well documented. I mean, everybody knows that.
@Cakes_Hates.
Let's go to
fantasy leagues with waiver wires.
Double hate.
Well, I mean, if you have waiver wires, again, they're the domain of the uninformed and lazy.
Okay.
Can we go
opinion.
Back and
my
forth?
My personal opinion.
I agree.
Yep.
But you hate
oh, okay.
I do
I'm
hate
on
them.
Eve,
you have your
I'm
EB
on,
hates.
Yeah. All right. Well,
now, how many followers does EB hates have?
1,800.
All right. So, adding. Cakes is already up to 200 after
nice.
One day. Less
Very
than 24
good.
Hours.
I will retweet it. We'll try to get it out there.
Sweet.
So the pinned tweet is EB hates everything.
Yes.
All right. So then one from yesterday.
From Cakes. Cakes 12 hours ago. People who blare loud music from their cars.
People.
Hate's a strong word for that. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, sure.
Okay, how about this? Dinner after 5:30.
Oh, yeah. Clearly. That.
Well, yeah, we added
right
that.
In the wheelhouse.
Right, so
absolutely.
I have Floyd Mayweather. We both agree. Both agree on that.
Yes, correct.
Cakes_Hates. Final Countdown by Europe.
Again, let me reiterate, Europe is a blight on the entire hair metal scene whatever, like the 80s
so
into the early 90s.
It's the final
I do not.
Asia, much better. Greater than inside.
Asia.
Asia, okay. Greater
Asia,
than
a billion times better than
I
Europe.
I don't know where this guy gets
a billion
the pictures.
Times.
I agree.
EB also hates butt windy golf. That's true.
Well, he hates golf in general.
Oh, no, I love golf.
You know, no, I'm saying cakes.
Yeah.
I hate golf in general. He hates windy golf.
The guy that doesn't have pictures of cakes doing it. So he'll have like a picture, his GIF or whatever,
yeah.
Of like a rando. I don't know why this makes me laugh because he just put Cakes hates watching baseball.
Yeah, he
right?
does.
And he just has a dude right by his screen.
Again,
right.
He's dumb, deadly accurate with
that's
all.
That's brilliant. I don't know who does this. So that's the fake Cakes account.
Yeah.
Cakes_Hates. It made me laugh. And
I think
so,
it's all about.
We got to give it some run.
Being, I have this is good. death movies, strippers, being around a lot of people, unique low. And that's the
that's Adam Scott. Yeah, Adam Scott.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
How do you even say? Is it unique low? Is that how it's pronounced?
I saw a store though.
Unique low.
In
I thought it was unique.
Okay.
At Pike and Rose.
UNIQLO. However you say it.
Have you been over there to Pike and Rose where Pinstripes is, and they have the
I was just in the Nike outlet at Pike and Rose yesterday.
I think they have a UNIQLO store.
Do they
really?
I'm not buying their gear. I don't like it. I also don't like the Warriors brand of basketball. Correct. Kayaking. Correct. Flying on puddle jumpers. I'll never do it. Milk.
Milk
you can
silly.
Do milk with graham crackers and milk with cereal.
Or cereal, yeah.
Milk with cookies.
Spaghetti.
So that's not really true.
Milk with spaghetti.
This is true. Silent buns. I don't get size for silent buns.
Who does?
Silent buns?
When
means you're getting no sound from the other side.
Yeah.
Have you talked about that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When Matt Valdez plays the EP music right when the segment starts.
Yeah.
True. I don't like
he
that.
He does hate that.
unsalted saltines. They're the
worst.
Well,
they should never even exist. I'm with you on that.
The word lame. That's true. I didn't like when the guy called me lame.
So these are the more recent entries. I'd be curious.
JP tries to return a $60 pack and play at Walmart. Oh, yeah. Squeaker Court. That's true. Renting golf clubs, hate that. Flying with your golf clubs,
by the way,
detest that.
Here's what I actually did.
Iguanas at his resort.
Everything.
I gave the pack and play and the receipt to family members, and it was their choice to return it for something. To the mother-in-law. I said, if you feel like doing this, go ahead. It's your money.
Well, yeah. But what's the big deal?
Yeah.
It's your money. You paid for it.
I also hate AWOD's body, yeah. Disney, the USGA. School's not teaching how to write in cursive. That's true.
Now, to be fair, yours has been around a long time, so there are a lot
of entries. This is just since June.
Yeah, I'd like to know what the first three entries were. Can you go through Twitter? Is there some way to find
I think it would take forever to go down.
The list is long.
I think you'd have to go down.
You can't change
the scrolling. I might have more things I hate than followers. Yeah, there's 2,400 tweets, only 1,800 followers. I don't know how you can get that to the beginning.
I hate that.
Scroll down.
That's so funny.
When the Nats mix up the pitching rotation, I don't know why. Where'd that come from? Asparagus pee, that's true. I don't like that. When people deuce next to you, awful. City of Green Bay. Now, why would that come up?
You've never even been there.
I know. I don't think that's true. Howie looks on NBC Sports Washington, that's true. Tiny nipples. All right, sure.
Movies what's the context
there? That aren't courtroom dramas or spy thrillers. Women over 5'10". That's true.
I love those.
MRIs.
I think I saw one of her nipples.
Neck rubs from men.
No, wait a second.
Kicks loves it.
I just gave Valdez a neck rub yesterday.
By the way, there is an old account, Flakes Hates, which died, I guess, in 2016.
Oh, really?
Much like this one will probably die.
You only had 17 followers. You're already at 200 here.
Yeah.
You had preparing for the entertainment page on there.
That's true. He does hate that. But that's rare that you have to do that.
Trust me, there's very little prep. I look at the top headline, I circle one
nugget. I can't even say this. Flakes Hates, which is at Cakes Hates without the underscore, has leaving poor maids more than $5.
Again, that goes back to the Morgana deal where I had $5 or $10 out.
I still can't believe you
and
did
I took
that.
$5 back as a ROM tax.
But I don't want to confuse things. It's Cakes underscore Hates. All right, EB, you got a spot. In show spot.
Oh, I do.
Get that premium reading.
Right, mosquitoes, ants, termites, and other summer pests ruining your summer. Take a stand this year with the 5-star pest control experts at Crop Metcalf. Crop Metcalf's pest control technicians have the training and techniques to stop all pests that might be bugging you and your family. Call 1-800-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Remember, Crop Metcalf is one of the 5 stars. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.